Welcome to the AI Builders Podcast, connecting culture, code, and creativity in AI. I'm Victor Ramirez, a software engineer turned AI architect with a background in computer science and a master's degree in data science from UC Berkeley. In this podcast, I'll break down AI in a way that's approachable, easy to understand, and grounded in real-world applications. Together, we'll hear from builders, researchers, and leaders shaping the future of AI. Along the way, we'll dive into important conversations about ethics, responsible innovation, and the role of culture in technology. Whether you're an AI pro, a student, or just curious about the future, this podcast is here to make AI accessible to everyone. Para todos. Let's get started. Welcome to the AI Builders Latinx Edition, connecting culture and code and creativity in AI. I'm Victor Ramirez, your host. Today we're kicking off with the big simple question. Can someone explain AI to me? Whether you're an engineer, a student, or just someone who keeps hearing AI in the news, this episode is designed to break it down in plain language. No jargon, no hype, just the fundamentals and why it matters. So let's start simple. Artificial intelligence, or AI. It's about making machines perform tasks that usually require human intelligence. That could mean unlocking your phone with facial recognition, recommending your next Netflix show, or powering a chatbot like ChatGPT. Think of AI like teaching a computer patterns. If you show it enough cat photos, it learns what a cat looks like. And the cool part, it doesn't just memorize it. It can spot a cat it's never seen before. Here's a real-world story. The San Jose Police Department here in California recently used AI to translate Chief Paul Joseph's message into Spanish. What's interesting is that Chief Joseph is a non-native Spanish speaker, but the AI allowed him to communicate directly and clearly with Spanish-speaking residents. That wasn't just about translation. It was about building trust and breaking communication barriers in the community. Reflect for a moment. In your community, where could AI help make communication easier and more inclusive? AI isn't brand new. Even as early as in the 1950s, computers could play chess. Over the decades, progress has come in waves. But the real leap happened recently. And that's really because of two things. Data, billions of words, images, and videos online, and computing power. Supercomputers and GPUs that can train massive models. You might be wondering, what exactly is a GPU? So GPU stands for Graphics Processing Unit. Think of it as a specialized engine designed to handle tons of calculations simultaneously, which is exactly what AI models need to learn from all that data. Without GPUs, today's training of AI models would take years, not days. And that combination of massive data and GPU-powered computing is what made today's AI systems possible. Chatbots that can write essays, code, or even hold conversations like this one. It feels like AI popped up overnight, but what's new isn't just the technology. It's the access that changed. The entry-level barrier has been lowered. Before, you needed to be a programmer or a researcher to use AI. Now, tools like ChatGPT, Copilot, and Midjourney, anyone can get started with just a simple prompt. Take ChatGPT. It's like a super helpful librarian who's read millions of books. You can ask it to explain history, draft an email, or even brainstorm dinner ideas. Or Copilot, Microsoft's AI coding assistant. Imagine a coding buddy who suggests snippets of code as you type, saving you time and helping both beginners and pros. And then there's Midjourney, an AI tool that creates images, from prompts. Think of it like giving instructions to a professional painter. You say, a futuristic city at sunset in the style of a comic book. And Midjourney instantly creates a visual version of your idea. For many, this is exciting, like having new creative and technical partners on demand. But it also raises big questions. What happens when powerful tools become available to everyone? And how do we make sure that access is fair, not just the few, but all communities? Consider this. If these tools are available to everyone, how could they transform your work, your school, or your personal project? So for me as a Latino technologist, AI isn't just about apps. It's about people. In the workshops that I've conducted for Tequeria, Dev Mission, and Latinx in AI, I've seen when folks have that aha moment, that moment where the curiosity sparks and they ask in shock, wait, I can use AI for my resume? I can easily translate between Spanish and English? Or even generate questions for a college panel I'm hosting? That moment of empowerment, that's AI para todos, AI for everyone. The real opportunity isn't only in Silicon Valley labs, it's in classrooms, community centers, and even at local organizations, where people are solving real problems with AI. So reflect for a moment now. Where could AI help your community, your school, or workplace in practical ways today? So can someone explain AI to me? The short answer is it's machines learning patterns to help us with tasks. The bigger answer, AI is what we choose to make of it. Will it replace jobs or create new ones? Divide us or connect us? That depends on how we, the builders, the communities, and the listeners like you, decide to use it. And here's a reflective question. How might AI help your projects, creative work, or community efforts in ways that were impossible before? Thanks for tuning in to the AI Builders Podcast, connecting culture, code, and creativity in AI. I hope today's conversation gave you an insight into AI and how it's shaping our future. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow the show and share it with your friends or colleagues who are curious about AI. You can also connect with me, Victor Ramirez, on LinkedIn. I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas for future episodes. Until next time, keep building responsibly and keep exploring the future of AI. Goodbye.